Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Einrichten is to set up. Einrichten, to set up. How would you say I set up? Ich richte ein. You see, it's a separable verb. Ein is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich richte ein. How would you say you set up? Du richtest ein. How would you say I set up my email account? Ich richte mein E-Mail-Konto ein. You see, the ein is kicked to the very end. It's a separable verb. We have here two parts of the verbs. Whenever you have two parts or two verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich richte mein E-Mail-Konto ein. How would you say, I set up my bank account? Ich richte mein Bankkonto ein. Das Bankkonto, the bank account. Ich richte mein Bankkonto ein. How would you say, how do I set up my email account? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto ein? You see, in German we don't use this do. How do you? How do I? We say, how set up I my email account? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto ein? How would you say, how do I set up my email account at Gmail? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei Gmail ein? So for at, we use the preposition by, written with E-I. The together is a so-called diphthong, so two vowels together, and in German pronounced like I, so we say by. Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei Gmail ein? So, it's actually Gmail. In German, the G is pronounced G. You will sometimes hear Gmail. Sometimes you will hear the English version, Gmail. It doesn't matter. Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei Gmail ein? How would you say, how do I set up my email account at the provider Gmail? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei dem Anbieter Gmail ein? You see, the sentence is long, but ein is kicked to the very end. Bei dem Anbieter, at the provider. The provider, der Anbieter. Der Anbieter, actually masculine. But bei, the preposition by, is a dative preposition, so will trigger always the dative articles and endings. The masculine dative article is dem. So we say, bei dem Anbieter. Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei dem Anbieter Gmail ein? How do you say, how do I set up my email account at the provider Hotmail? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei dem Anbieter Hotmail ein? How would you say, how do I set up my email account at the provider Yahoo? Wie richte ich mein E-Mail-Konto bei dem Anbieter Yahoo? How would you say, how do I set up my bank account? Wie richte ich mein Bankkonto ein? How would you say, how do I set up my bank account at the bank? Wie richte ich mein Bankkonto bei der Bank ein? Bei der Bank. Actually, it's debunk, the bank, feminine, but the female dative article is der. Since by triggers dative, we say by der Bank. Wie richte ich mein Bankkonto bei der Bank ein? How would you say, how do I set up my bank account at the savings bank? Wie richte ich mein Bankkonto bei der Sparkasse ein? So in Germany, we have a savings bank that is called Sparkasse, die Sparkasse. Spar comes from sparen, to save. Die Sparkasse. Wie richte ich mein Bankkonto bei der Sparkasse ein? How would you say in the past? I've set up. Ich habe eingerichtet. You see, the GE for the participle slips here in between because it's a separable verb. We say eingerichtet. Ich habe eingerichtet. How would you say, I've set up the bank account? Ich habe das Bankkonto eingerichtet. How would you say, how did you set up the bank account? Wie hast du das Bankkonto eingerichtet? How do you say, how did you set up the bank account at the savings bank? Wie hast du das Bankkonto bei der Sparkasse eingerichtet? How do you say, how did you set up the email account at the provider Gmail? Wie hast du das E-Mail-Konto bei dem Anbieter Gmail eingerichtet? Great! Next time we'll go through the verb zahlen, to pay. Zahlen, to pay. Like to pay the bill. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.